Let's go.
Hey, now welcome, welcome, welcome. You are listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station, and we're creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and that means you. That means you. And today is the wealthiest day of the year because it's Cyber Monday. And I have MC Light here with us. Light, it is Cyber Monday and people are changing their lives. It feels so wonderful to be a part of something where people are actually investing on Cyber Monday rather than spending on whatever. I just love it. I love it. I'm so excited. So glad you're here.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Lynn. It's always a pleasure. How was your Thanksgiving?
My Thanksgiving was awesome. My Thanksgiving was relaxing. I ate too much food. I had to lose about 4 or 5 pounds. I got them off. But the dressing with the maple flavored sausage and the, you know, all of that stuff in it, it was just way, way, way too much over the top. It was delicious. But the pounds were like, come on now. Come on now.
Wait a second. I just want to talk about how Thanksgiving wasn't so far away and you already dropped the pounds that you're getting.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. When I got up Saturday morning, I was like, oh, we can't do this. So I did something about it. All you gotta do is stop eating carbs. You stop eating carbs, your stomach gonna go to your back. You're gonna be able to fit all your stuff. Just stop eating carbs. Let it go.
I just want to say, you know, because I had the opportunity to visit your home on Thanksgiving and to be with your family, although condensed, you know, a condensed version of the Richardson family. I always have a great time when the intention is to do nothing but eat. You know what I mean? Like, we didn't have work on our mind. We were just grateful in the moment. And I think that was a takeaway for me, is to see the little miracles that are happening every day all around us and to just focus on what I am grateful for.
Yes, absolutely. And it is the wealthiest day of the year. Did you forget that? I'm glad you're in gratitude, but we are talking about Cyber Monday. And yes, it is the biggest day of the year. And people are changing their lives. And it's just amazing. I'm so excited and so proud of how many people are now learning how to hire their kids, learning how to start their businesses, learning how to invest in the stock market, doing all of those things. And yes, this holiday was just a manifestation. To me, it felt like job well done, completion. It felt like gratitude, but it also felt like a newness because the harvest is here. The time is now. And I think it's time for people to take the power in their own hands and start to create the wealth that they want for themselves and their families.
Now that you cannot deny. I mean, that is something to be grateful for, that we have this information at our fingertips. And for those who have yet to take advantage of it, I would say, please wake up. This is a moment in time where you can change the trajectory of your finances with everything that's available there on Cyber Month. Let me tell you something. Today is it. You're in the day.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're in the day to take advantage, and not in a bad way. Take advantage of some good things that can be beneficial to you and your family. And that's the whole lineup there at LynnRichardson.com or AskLynn.org. You just got everything going there.
Yeah, we've got a lot. You know, I had a question that came in from someone, and I get lots of inquiries from all parts of Africa, Europe, Asia, Australia, everywhere. And this particular question came from a woman who asked, she said she loves watching the videos and learning about wealth, but she wanted me to help her figure out how to talk to her husband because she is afraid to talk to him. And I'm thinking, leave him. Like, you think I'm about to be sitting around scared to talk to somebody that I have to lay in the bed with every day? I'm not scared. But I do realize that that is a reality for so many people. And I mean, I know that at New Wealth University, we're teaching on all elements of life, not just finances and home ownership and stock and investment, but how to live out loud, how to end your spending addiction, how to move forward in your dreams, how not to quit. The Manage Your Money Mindset Masterclass series, you know, I even help people figure out how to create boundaries and so on and so forth. But, you know, when you get a message like that, I mean, what should I say to this person? Because I'm not a therapist. And that's one of the reasons why I'm not a therapist, because I can just say, I can cut to the chase. I don't have to peel back any layers or do any of that. But what do you say to someone in a situation like that?
You can only give them honesty. You know, that's all you can do is
but
be.
But what's honest? That's what I'm saying. What is honesty? What is that? What does that look like? If someone asks you that question, what do you say?
Oh, goodness. I would put it in the first person with me. If it were me, this is what I would do.
That's okay.
You can't say, you know, you should do this or you should do that. But you can only explain the ramifications if you don't. People move towards pleasure and away from pain. So if you're able to give a circumstance that exemplifies more pain than she is willing to deal with, then she'll do whatever it is to move away from it.
So you mean to tell me if somebody asks a question, I shouldn't tell them what they should do? I can understand if it's unsolicited advice. But if you ask me, hey, what should I do? I'm going to say this is what you should do.
Right. That's what I said. Keep it true and keep it honest.
Okay. Well, so I just need to tell her what I got to tell her. Now, unfortunately, I don't know her living situation and her circumstances, but, you know, I'm just saying to everybody out there, fear is not real. And I think a lot of times we put ourselves in situations, and she said, I love him, but I'm afraid to talk to him. I don't know if that's love. It's something, but it's not love, because love doesn't scare you. Love doesn't put you down. Love doesn't make you fearful. Love doesn't take anything away from you. Love lifts you up. Love elevates you. And so I certainly think that we are attached, and sometimes we are codependent, but, you know, I just don't know if that's love. And I'm trying to find a way to try really help people who are stuck in situations that they don't know how to get out of, or people who are in situations that they want to work through, and they feel like they need someone or some kind of system that will provide them with some different kind of direction. I'm certainly not saying counseling is not a good thing or therapy. I think people should do that. But I also think sometimes people are looking for practical, quick things, and not that they're going to be able to get through them quickly, but to be able to, you know, just kind of nip them in the bud without having to go to 20, 30, 40, or 50 sessions before you start to peel back the layers. What do you think about that?
I agree. And for someone like you, because I've dealt with this with you and my marriage, and that is because you know all of the pieces, you would often say that whenever you guys want to talk to me, I am open for you all to talk with me. And then as soon as we were able to open up that doorway, you would talk to us and you would give us the tea real quick, as opposed to, like you said, sitting with a quote-unquote therapist and having them ask a bunch of questions that we have already been through I don't know how many times. So I do feel, if they come to Lynn, who isn't a therapist, you're a therapist of money, of finances. However, when they go to ask a question about a relationship, I don't know that there are any there's a finite way of you being able to handle it. I think if they're asking, then you ought to give it, you know, give it to them, however it comes.
Well, all right, all right. Well, already today I have spoken with another couple. And so one of the new programs that we have at New Wealth University is Couples Cash. And in Couples Cash, we're going to deal with connection. We're going to deal with communication. We're going to deal with assets. We're going to deal with sustaining. And we're going to deal with harmony in that session, because I think too many couples are you know, money is one of the top reasons for divorce. It's not even infidelity. It is money. And so it's Cyber Monday. And so if you go to askland.org, you can find out how to get 50% off everything that's there. Whatever you want to do, you want to start working in the entertainment business, invest in the stock market, join the Entrepreneurs Academy, buy a home. It's all there. We'll be right back. WVON.
Do you want to leave a legacy for your loved ones? Do you know the difference between an estate plan and a will? Are you newly engaged and concerned about getting a prenuptial agreement? Are you married to your child's mother or father? And do you know what happens to insurance money if you are not? Call your wealth counselor, Attorney Deidre Wood Stokes. With over 22 years of experience, Attorney Stokes has all the answers you need to help you secure your family's financial future. You can find Attorney Stokes on Lynn's List at www.lynnmillionaire.com. That's www.lynnmillionaire.com or call 888-LYNN123. That's 888-596-6123. Protect your legacy now.
Hey, hey, now welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson. MC Light is with me. It is the wealthiest day of the year. It is Cyber Monday, which means you get to take advantage of, and yes, I want you to take advantage of the stuff that was already super cheap. It's now even cheaper, but it's not cheap. It has value. How to start a home-based business. I've got a class coming up this weekend. How to get government contracts for your business, how to invest in the stock market, 21 Days to Financial Freedom, the Entrepreneurs Academy. We've got a platinum package for those who want to take business trips with me. We are going to the islands in January. And for those who want a lifetime membership, who also want to get career training in many, many different areas, that diamond package is also there. So if you go to askland.org, you'll get an immediate reply. And then you click on the link so you can get to the next step. I am also talking to folks live tonight. So just go to askland.org, wait for your immediate reply. It'll get you everything you need so we can stay connected. Couples Cash is coming up, and I am excited about it. I'm excited about helping people do what Demetrius and I did. And what we did was mess up and then fess up and then we blessed up. I like that. Can I rhyme on your next album?
Let's talk about it. let's talk about it.
I think I can rhyme on your next record. Mm-hmm.
You know what? I don't want to get in the way of your wish list. by all means.
Yes. And what I mean by that is I admitted the mistakes I made. I messed up. Then I admitted the mistakes. I fessed up. And then we worked together to bless up. And I think all too often, you know, what I share with this couple is I was very grateful because he did not hold it against me. He did not hold a grudge. I told him, listen, I messed everything up. And the bottom is about to fall out. And he just said, okay. And we worked together to build, to rebuild. And so I'm very grateful for that. And I think that we need to teach people how to do that. I mean, in the same way that there are so many things you're doing now, like you're acting, directing, you're producing, you're executive producing. You're not just in the show. You're creating it, writing it, executive producing it, which means you have executive oversight, but you're also producing it, which means you are physically hands-on doing things. And so, you know, I think what I want to spend my life doing, and I talked about this in the sermon that I preached at Cali Worship. Y'all know I'm a minister, a pastor of stewardship at Cali Worship. I talked about wanting to go help those who are less fortunate than us, not just here in America, but in other countries. So that women who are having children, 5 to a bed, can now do that, you know, have that in a proper order so that we could feed children and get them clean water and so on and so forth. And I just think it starts with teaching people valuable skills that they can use so that they can create better lives for themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I'm still stuck on you mentioning all of the things that I that I did with this particular project. And I guess because I was just in it and working it, it just feels so, obscure to hear that I took on all of those titles with this project. But, for the last year, I was in it. You'd call me to discuss something else, and I'd be like, you know what? I'm going to have to call you back. I'm on the line with the editors. I'm on the line with the music supervisor. I'm headed to the studio to hear the music that they've put in. I'm meeting with Val to see what furniture, what color paint, what the set designing is going to be like. And you always have shared this one thing, inspect what you expect, because if not, you could be looking for blue and wind up getting red. You could look for black, wind up getting white. You could, it's just, you have to mind your business. And that doesn't mean simply staying out of other people's business and out of their lane, but it actually means tending to your own crops. So what you've sown, if you want to see it reap correctly, you've got to look after it. You've got to water it. You've got to prune it. You've got to do all of the things necessary that's going to help it to grow. And so that's what I was just stuck on just now. And part of that with Cyber Monday is getting the tools that you need. Yeah, you might have started the business. It might be doing well. It might not. But if you mind it properly, then you can have it go the way that you intend for it to go.
Yeah, someone just asked me, they said, Lynn, we need a step-by-step on starting a business. And I said, well, we have a step-by-step on starting a business, but I guess people need more in-depth. So when I tell people there's 5 steps in how to start a home-based business, and they do those things, and they've got the website up and so on and so forth, then they physically, literally do not know what to do next. And so in addition to Couples Cash, we certainly have some home-based business coaching that we're going to partake in on a regular basis so that people can ask their questions and then get the things that they need. So I'm just excited about that. I'm excited about it all. It's the wealthiest day of the year. That's because it is Cyber Monday. I don't do Black Friday for a whole lot of reasons, but Cyber Monday I can get with. It's the top of the week. And we have made everything available to folks who really want to change their lives. So this is really good. I am very, very excited about continuing the work that we're doing, like with several of our partners, but particularly with the TV production that you have, as well as the films that you're working on, and being number one in your show, right now on the network. So there's lots of things happening. And we are preparing for a new you in 2022. And I'm talking about a new me as well. There are some things that I want to do differently. And there are some things that I want to experience that I have not yet. And I want to rest a bit more. And in my rest, rebuild and rejuvenate so that I can truly, truly give to this world what God has intended for me. So I'm looking forward to all of that. We are on the Millionaires Roundtable, but we have to take a break for news, traffic, and weather. We'll be right back. WVON.
Sync your life with Denise Wiggins and Lip Sync Cosmetics. Do you need extra cash? Want to start a home-based business known around the globe? Do you want to join a sisterhood that is growing by leaps and bounds? Then become a Lip Sync Cosmetic Ambassador. Visit www.lipsyncosmetics.com. That's www.lipsynkcosmetics.com. And submit your ambassador application today.
Hey, hey, now welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. And we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you. It is Cyber Monday, which means it's the wealthiest day of the year. If you go to asklynn.org, you'll learn all about it. Everything there is half price. And I'm excited. And I've also, the platinum package is 2 years. It's, first of all, it's half price, but you get 2 years instead of one. The diamond package is half price, but you get a lifetime membership. So I'm really, really excited about this community that we've created with folks who are committed to this process of getting to the next level financially. So Light, we've got 2022 coming up, some amazing, amazing things happening. What would you say are a few of your goals? And maybe we could just go back and forth. What is one of your goals for 2022?
Oh, goodness. One of the goals is to get a lot of the projects that we have in development to the next phase, which actually would be shooting. So it would be scouting, shooting, putting together all of our plans as it relates to all of the productions that we have in development now. Which in itself is a huge feat. We are also gearing up for a release in March, Women's History Month, with a song called Woman that Warren Campbell and I did that features Raheem and Raheem Devine and Big Daddy Kane, which I'm excited about. And then shortly after, we have an album that we worked on in 2019, pre-pandemic, entitled The Pastor and the Poet, which is inspirational hip-hop. Which is how I roll anyway. You know, I've done the cha-cha-chas and the Cole Rocker parties and the Poor Georgies and all, you know, all of the many songs that I've been blessed to have for the people. But this particular album, it really pays attention to being able to uplift and inspire people that that hear it. And so I'm excited about that. There's a particular project that we have that I am so bent on directing, and so I am just putting it out in the ethos, saying, God, this is what I am looking forward to doing, because I feel like it will inspire and entertain. And so I'm looking forward to bringing that to fruition. Many things, Lynn, many things.
Yeah, well, one of my goals, or my number one goal, is to do more rest creation activities, like hiking, spending time on retreats, and not necessarily with a whole bunch of people, but being able to reflect. If I get the opportunity to stop, I shouldn't say if, when, because I do take lots of time for myself. But I also like to be at the beach. I also like to be in a situation where I don't have to worry about what I'm going to eat and so on and so forth. So if I get to spend more time traveling and staying at resorts where I can get a little bit of water, a lot of God, some rest, nourishment, and some activity, that's what I want to spend a lot of my time doing. And if I do that, I know for me, if I do that, I can create more substance for the things that God has given me and gain more clarity and ultimately bring more joy to this world. So I want to be intentional about that. And, you know, when I talk to you about it, sometimes when we discuss what we're doing in the business, you'll say, well, is that in the budget? And, you know, I saw someone and there's this millionaire, she does stocks and things, and she doesn't have any designer purses. She drives an old car, but she travels a lot, and that's where she spends her money. And so for me, I know that if I have the opportunity to live that part of myself, then we will create more things that ultimately create more opportunity, wealth, income, and so on and so forth. So for me, it's about being intentional about where I'm going to spend the extra dollars, even though I know we have other projects and things like that, but I still want to continue to be intentional about doing that.
I like that. I mean, now that you've put that in that perspective, because there's so many different levels, you know, the list that I gave you is very much a doing list. And what you gave to me is not just doing, but it's being. Yeah, I completely understand where you are. And I'd really like to be able to, you know, I'm always doing many things at once. And I'd like to be able to slow down enough and be effective with my work, no doubt, but slow down enough in order to give all of my focus and attention to that one thing that I'm doing.
Yeah.
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 And then also give myself more nature time. Because I used to be one as like, okay, I got to get to the beach this weekend, or I got to get to a park. I got to put my feet on the grass. I got, you know, there are certain things that just help to free the spirit. And we are blessed enough, I guess some would consider, to live in Los Angeles where it's warmer a longer period of time, whether it be now or whether it be at the top of the year. We get warmer faster than a lot of places. So we should be able to take advantage of all of the many things that we can do outside.
Yes, yes. No, I'm loving it, especially when it's, and I, you know, I hate to brag, but I'm going to, since it's like 85 degrees here, you know, where we are. But then also if it's not, going to a place where we can get that kind of, you know, sunshine, fresh air, warmth. I love being hot and when you're supposed to be. Right. Like when it's time to go to bed. It's like, wait, it's too hot in here. Yes. But I love being hot when you're supposed to be out enjoying the weather. The other thing I want to do is really put together the real estate investment strategy. And if it, you know, it might not include actually purchasing a property, an investment property, but it certainly will include looking for that, you know, deal that is going to start to create that area of my portfolio. I have been real estate averse for quite some time, and I have felt like it was good for other people, but I just didn't want to be bothered. But, you know, I had a really good conversation with my little brother, Curtis Monday, and he has just done such a great job with, you know, investing in real estate for well over a decade, but then also in teaching others how to do so. And so that's something that I want to kick into gear. And so, you know, over the next 5 to 10 years, then really be able to see that piece of the wealth building portfolio start to work.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm totally with you on that. And, you know, I'm all about that Sunny Girl Enterprises, you know, the enterprise, but the holdings.
Oh, Lord. Every right. time you say holdings, I'm just like, okay. Yeah,
I've been watching too many movies, you know.
Yeah, you've been watching too much TV. I'm like, Sunny Girl Holdings, come on now. Yeah, but I get it.
Yeah, you totally understand what it is that I mean. And, you know, that brings me to a story that I can share if we have time.
Absolutely, yeah.
I used to work for a gentleman doing all soundtrack business, scores for TV. I was the music supervisor for every project that came out under that banner. And I just remember there was a guy who came in one time to like boost the morale of all of the employees. And after he was finished with his, you know, pep motivational talk, he said, let me talk to you for a second. And we talked and he said, you do realize that you should be out there with your own enterprise.
Wow.
Yeah. For him to tell someone who was a part of the existing team of this, you know, this firm, to be told, what are you doing here? You need to go start your own. I'm sure he went against everything that he was supposed to be doing there, you know, being brought on by the guy who owned the company. But I respect it because he kept it completely 100% real with me. And so I'm just using this opportunity to reach out to all of your listeners that if you find yourself in a circumstance right now working for someone, I'm not saying that you should immediately quit, but I do think that if you have self-awareness that there is a dream within you to have your own enterprise, your own business, your own four-story glass building, then you need to start working on it. Now is the best time, now more than ever, because you'll quickly see as you begin to build the bricks to your own house, how beneficial it will be, for not just you, but for your family and for those who you can then hire and put to work. So I just wanted to share that.
Well, I love it. I love it. This is what this is all about. And I would say another goal for me is to Well, really for the end of the year, but I know it's going to take a little bit of time, but to finally put the stamp on my estate plan and make sure every I is dotted and every single T is crossed, and then start to put my daughters, each one of my daughters, to have their lifetime financial strategy working. So, you know, now they're young and they're in their 20s and, you know, either out of college or almost out of college and so on and so forth. So they don't necessarily have the responsibilities of life, but before they get into their major careers and finish law school and all the other stuff they want to do, I already want them to see money working for them, even if it's just a small amount, because they don't have jobs yet and they're at school on scholarship and Sydney's freelance. Well, Sydney has a job, so I shouldn't say that. But I want them to have a plan in place that they see, know, and understand. So I think what we're going to start to do for the family is have family financial something. I don't know. It's probably not going to work on Fridays. You know, I'm always trying to rhyme and make things go together. But it's like Family Financial Friday.
Friday is freestyle.
It's freestyle Friday. Yeah, I don't even want to do any work on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, or Thursday. And I'm about to add Tuesday. Let me just work on Wealthy Wednesday and be done with it. But that's a goal. That's something I want to put in place. So this is, you know, we can get this train in motion. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. It's the wealthiest day of the year. Go to askland.org so you can find out what I'm talking about, because it's Cyber Monday. Everything is half off. And you know what? Don't go anywhere. We have to take a break. We'll be right back. WVON.
Creating generational wealth one family at a time is the mission of Lens List member Monica Poland with RE/MAX Synergy. Do you want to buy commercial or residential real estate? Are you a first-time home buyer or investor? Need help with a short sale or property staging? Visit www.lynnmillionaire.com. That's www.lynnmillionaire.com to schedule your consultation with Lens List member Monica Poland of RE/MAX Synergy.
Hey, hey, now welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON, 1690 AM. I have MC Light here with me, and it is the wealthiest day of the year. This is Cyber Monday, and I'm so excited about all that it means, because the harvest is here, the time is now, and I'm getting ready for a new you in 2022, a new you, a new me, a new us, all of us. And so I'm just excited about being able to rest, relax, reflect, rejuvenate, and gain an understanding of what's next and start to put some plans in place for myself and others to achieve the things that we want to achieve in life. So any more goals, MC Light, that you have for 2022? I know your show is going well. You know, God willing, we'll be recording a new season. But is there anything else in particular that you have on your checklist?
You know, this having this conversation now allows me to just open my mind to all the possibilities. And I'm imagining that's probably why you asked it as well, so that not just me, but everyone listening can begin to think with what is it that we want to manifest in 2022. And really, I just want to be able to love more.
Wow.
Yes, I want to be able to love more, which means taking care of people and of situations. And when I say taking care, I don't mean like, you know, people sending me their bills to pay. I mean taking care of a cycle of communication with someone, putting attention and focus on the things that are heartfelt, that that just can tie in emotionally. But also, I want to be able to just leave the minutiae alone. The things that really don't concern me, I don't really want to talk about them. I don't want to talk about the latest events if they're not beneficial to both me and the person that, you know, that are leading the conversation. I want talk to be purposeful. I want actions to be purposeful. And I also, like you, I want to be able to, you know, relax also, and work smart. You know, I don't have a problem with working hard, but I don't want to do work over again that's already been done. So I want to work smart, and I want to help people as a management and production company realize their dreams and their fullest potential. And when we take on artists, you know, we look to service them holistically. And I think that's what it's all about. I think that's the new wave of bringing services to individuals, is to be able to help them in all facets. So it's no wonder when somebody reaches out to Lynn Richardson to get their finances straight, and all of a sudden they end up talking about their relationship, it's because it's all one. And I remember you telling me long ago, you cannot compartmentalize your life. All of it has to work together and in harmony. Because if something is out over here, it's going to cause, you know, it's just like your body, your back goes out. Then all of a sudden your arm is hurting because you're compensating because, you know, the back is hurting. And then before long, you got some pain shooting down your leg because you were compensating for your back. That's hurt. So it's a good thing to go back to the root of it and clear whatever that is up so that you can successfully, physically, emotionally, mentally, you know, bring everything into alignment. And so that's how I want to live my 2022, in alignment with everything moving, you know, effortlessly.
Well, come on now. I am in alignment with that as well. So I've got plans, financial planning, financial planning for my kids, estate planning for myself, more R&R. So it's like rest, rejuvenation, retreating, and reinventing. Let me just add that in there, creating, and then some real estate. So I can't wait for us to get together at the beginning of the year. We're going to the islands, and so our platinum and diamond members. So we are going to, you know, get some time to learn, live, laugh, and have a bit of fun as well. So it is the wealthiest day of the year. It is Cyber Monday. And at asklynn.org, everything that you need to start to put the, you know, to cross your T's and dot your I's is there, especially for beginners. And like when we first started working together, so much of this was new to you, but you know, you were just very impressed with something so simple, but it made so much sense. And that was the 10, 10, 30, 50. Can you just talk to us about that and what that did for you then? Because I think a lot of times people think, that's too small, but nothing is too small when you're trying to build, an empire as big as the one you have built.
Can I tell you that 10, 10, 30, 50, it brought structure where there wasn't.
Wow.
Like, it really helped me to see how it is that you can put together buckets and have a designated spot for things to go. Case in point, organizing. Anyone who has done organizing or will do organizing understands that there has to be it has to be somewhere for the stuff to go. You don't want just, I heard you tell your husband the other day, why are all of these vitamins out on the counter? There should be somewhere for them to be.
Yeah.
And truth, I go through it with my mom every time I go to visit. She's got things where she knows where they are, but so does everybody else.
Yeah. It's like, mm-mm.
There can be a space for that particular thing. And I think what happened with the 10, 10, 30, 50 is when you don't have a place for your money to go, it will find a place to be spent.
Come on
and
now.
Before you know it, it's all gone. You know, that check that you just got is out of here.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it just, it, It just finds its way somewhere else if you don't know where to put it. And 10, 10, 30, 50, it handles all of every aspect of life. You know, you're giving, you're saving, you're living, and your, you know, how it is that you take care of where you live.
Well, thank you. So, thank you. Thank you. We are running out of time. This is the Millionaires Roundtable Light. I always love having you here. You just bring the light, pun intended. So it's the wealthiest day of the year. We want everybody to go to asklynn.org. Follow me at Lynn Richardson. Follow my sister at MC Light. God bless you. And I can't wait to talk to you next time. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You have been listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON, 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. I want you to follow me on social media at Lynn Richardson. Follow this show at Lynn Millionaire. Go and get help at asklynn.org because I want to help you take it to the next level. Guess what? I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.